At the end of this story, I'm going to tell you the absolute funniest line I've ever heard in my life. And it may not be as funny to you, but when the line was delivered, it encapsulated a whole lifetime. Now, the backstory is a little messy. I visited it before, but when the line was delivered, it was like the ruffle of the net after hitting a 20-foot shot. That slight whew. So my parents got a divorce, and when I was young, and my sister was a year younger than I was about 6, she was about 5. I talk about it a lot because it was probably the event that had the biggest impact on my life. And as I said before, it was a completely acrimonious divorce. It was really, really messy. It was, just exploded the family. And after the dust settled, my dad got custody of my sister and I, my little sister and I. My older sister, who's 10 years older than I am, she was 16 at the time, so she could choose. And so she went to live with my mom. My mom was only given visitation rights once a month for my little sister and I, and then the month of August in summer for years. And so every month, my little sister and I, we would get in an airplane, PSA, with the stewardesses with the little colorful little hats, and they had mini skirts, and we would fly by ourselves up north to the Bay Area from LA and spend the weekend with my mom. And during that time, after the divorce, my mom and my dad, they just despised each other. They could barely talk about each other in our presence, and sometimes things slipped out. The only words that they would speak to each other would be which flight we were on and what time we would arrive. That was it. And then the phone hung up. They never talked to each other. And after we finished our visits, it was my mom and stepdad would drop us off at the airport, and my sister would just bawl, and then my mom would bawl, and every time, every month, it was just horrific. And I talked with my sister about this a couple months ago, and she told me something I never knew, and she told me this for the first time, that when she got back on the airplane after those bawling sessions, she just kept on repeating to herself, even as a young child, she kept on repeating to herself, "I know what I'm going through is just going to make me stronger in the end." And a couple weeks ago, my wife asked me, "Well, were you feeling the same thing after those visits on the weekend?" And I said, "Somewhat, but what I was feeling more, especially when I was very young, was I remember being in bed and just bawling and wishing for my parents to get back together, having no idea that possibility was as remote as any possibility could be. And what stands out for me is the intensity of the wishing that I put into it. I think a lot of children have this special magical wishing power, and there's something everybody wishes for when they're a little kid, and they wish for it so hard that somehow they hope it's gonna magically happen. And that's what I wish for. I just wish my parents would get back together. Eventually, we adapted, my sister and I, and we adapted to a different family life. Instead of a one family life, now it was two family lives. And we went about our lives. Finished school. My sister, she became pregnant at a young age. She became pregnant, a mother at 17. And so she was raising kids very early on, but then she ended up going back to college and getting her teaching credential. I made my way through college. My sister made her way through nursing school and became a nurse. And so we just lived our lives, adapting. After we all moved out and matured and went about our lives, my parents, they didn't talk to each other at all. There was nothing to talk about. They didn't even have to talk about a flight or time or anything like that. So jump forward about 30 years, and my wife and I, for several years, produced a storytelling festival at Montaña de Oro, Pacific Storytelling Festival. And it ended up being pretty successful. We brought people from all over the state and storytellers from all over the nation. People really enjoyed it. It was a really good time. We, of course, invited both families from my father's side and my mother's side. And there was these occasions happened every once in a while as I grew up, you know, when we had this kind of weird energy of having that family and this family that had never mixed together. All of a sudden we're mixing, and how do you deal with that? And it was a happy time, and my sister was there. Both my sisters were there. And sometime during the weekend, my sisters and I spotted my mom and my dad talking to each other and kind of smiling a little bit. And what we imagined that they were talking about was that through it all, no matter what happened, all in the past, through all the acrimony, they were able to raise three pretty good kids. And I think they were all three pretty proud of that. And so they were chatting and smiling and even laughing a little bit when my older sister walked up to them and said, "So does this mean you two are getting back together again?" And that is the funniest line I have ever heard in my life. When a family breaks up like that, it's a death. That family life was a death. And it takes a long time to grieve and to get over that grief. But I realize, looking back now, that the death of that family life was the birth of another kind of family life. And even though it was tough and hard, every life we live is tough and hard, but also has its lessons and its joys and its sorrows and so on and so forth. So even though it was very difficult, I'm very appreciative of it, and that's my story for tonight.